Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tina from Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Savior Construction.
Oh, hi, Tommy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card we have on file.
Yeah, I apologize. We changed banks.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that's what it is then.
Yeah. Yep. No, there's a few things I'm like, we're probably going to miss, and
okay.
Is there a link I can go into and update that?
Yeah. I have your billing in front of me, so I can update it. But if you'd rather update it on the dashboard, I can send you the login, and you could just.
Hold on. Let me put you on.
Sure.
Yeah. You just need the card number.
Yes. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
5366.
Okay.
9020.
Got it.
0327.
Okay.
6403.
And expiration?
1128.
And the code?
164.
Okay. Now, I assume the billing address is still the 1821 North Rainsville Road? Or Raisinville. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Nothing else changed. Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. Great. Okay, so that one worked. I got the green light for you. Now, since you're a general contractor, I don't know if anyone's reached out to you, but you may be eligible for an upgrade into our Google Guaranteed Lead program. Have you heard of it's called Local Service Ads on Google, and they're a lead program. Have you heard of that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Don't feel bad. It's a newer program. It came out about May of 2024, so a lot of business owners don't know that it exists. And what it is it's a pay-per-lead program that Google designed. And how it differs from other lead services is if you get a lead through the Google system, it only comes to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies, right? And then also, our department would monitor it and make sure that you only get charged for a lead if it's a valid lead within your industry. So the caveat is you have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. So you'll pass the background check with it flying colors. And all we charge to participate in this is it would be a one-time application fee to submit that background check and make sure it gets approved. That's $250. Once you're approved and that process takes 4 to 8 weeks out, then the leads would only run right around $76 each. Now, that's an average, meaning it might be a smaller job where the lead's only $72. It might be a bigger job where the lead's $82. But the average is $76. So what they would do once you're approved is they would call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget to turn the leads on, which equals 13 leads within the month or $991. Now, you don't have to take 13 leads every month. You take on as little or as many as you want. And then the next month, you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket.
Yeah.
So,
no, I appreciate it. To be honest with you, we are scheduled months out. I have no need for any lead generating. Matter of fact, the only reason why I even hold on to the website is just for legitimacy. Some people feel like, we don't know if you're a legitimate business, so the fact that I don't have a brick-and-mortar location, the website just helps with that on top of the Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. If you guys had lead programs for, like, qualified employees who have driver's licenses, a vehicle, and a willingness to come to work, I'd be like, I will pay you $1,000 employee. Because we have the amount of work coming in outpaces the amount of employees qualified employees I'm able to find.
Got it. So, yeah, that's definitely a problem. I've heard people ask me that before, you know, hey, can you help me find, you know, good, reliable people to hire? And so, yeah, I'll make a note of it. I'll send you an email on this new system just in case you ever want to consider it down the road. But absolutely, if you're booked out right now, it wouldn't be a good fit, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you can always, you know, look into it later if, you know, things pick up or maybe you do get some reliable people. I think the reason that's happening is the new generation, they're all in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, they think they can make an Instagram or a YouTube and be famous overnight, and nobody appreciates the value of hard work, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. No, it's a different generation.
Yeah. No, I had an employee who, still works for me. She left for about a month and a half, and she came back, and she had a new car, a new apartment, and all kinds of new things. I'm like, what did you do for the month and a half you're missing? She's like, I did OnlyFans and made a stupid amount of cash. She's like, and then
funny.
I decided I don't want to do that no more. No. She's like, and so now I'm like, you made that amount of money in that short period of time. And she's
Isn't
like,
it
yeah,
crazy?
She's like, but I shouldn't have done it. I'm just like,
yeah,
I would have, you know.
Yeah.
I would have not do right out of the gate, but yeah, but you're right. This whole fast money thing that people are, going after, there's consequences.
Yep. I know, I have a 30-year-old son and he's the same way. He's, you know, he has so many opportunities left and right in front of him and he'll be like, oh no, I don't want to go do that unless I get X amount per hour or per week. And I tell him, look, you have to start somewhere. Why don't you just take it and go work hard and work your way up to getting the X amount per week, you know?
Yeah.
But no, they think that they can walk in and be like a general manager somewhere just out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, and then still not have to work. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I had a girl on my team several years ago here at Local Splash. She ended up getting terminated for her attendance, but she would come and go as she pleased, wouldn't show up on time, sometimes wouldn't show up at all. And when I asked her about it, she's like, well, when I was in the junior college, my professor let me do that. I could come or I could not come. And I'm like, yeah, but in junior college, you're paying for those classes, so they don't care if you come. We're paying you, and we're expecting, since we trained you, to have you here to cover for us every day. If you don't show up, then other people have to cover, you know? She just didn't get it. She was, like, so entitled. She couldn't wrap her head around why she had to be here 7 to 4 Monday through Friday like everybody else, you know?
Yeah, it is amazing. I even changed the way I operate around attendance because of this younger generation.
Uh-huh.
I had to go from the way it was, you know, 20 years ago where you had to be at work, you had to be on time.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you know, they'd mark you up and it kind of like hurt your ego, like, wow, you know, I messed up, I need to be better. These kids nowadays, they don't care if they're late or not there. So now my attendance policy is just let me know as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, if you know a week before you're going to take off, great. If you have to do it that day, you know, but, you know, on a rare occasion, I will tell you and, you know, that you absolutely cannot take it off. And in all fairness, I ask that you respect that because I will rarely ever ask that you have to come in.
Yeah.
And it's worked out.
It's sad that discussion even has to be made, though, in this day and age. You know what I mean? It's like people should already know that. But, yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They really don't.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a very fluid work schedule with all the employees. You know, there's some people that take a day off a week, and there's other people who are 15 minutes late every single day, and they just get docked, and it's just like, this is the only way that I can attract, you know, talent is just to be super flexible on scheduling.
Yeah.
But it's painful.
It's very painful. Yeah. And then your clients are expecting a timeline of you. And then if people are not being reliable on your end, then that sets you back and, you know, makes the whole company look bad, you know?
Yeah.
You have to understand that too. It's like a domino effect, you know, their one thing that they think isn't affecting anybody is, you know? So.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad we at least got this little piece of the puzzle up to speed for you. And like I said, I sent you an email on that other program. So if you want to try it down the road, you can call me, okay?
All right, will do. I appreciate everything.
Oh, no problem, Tommy. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.